Hey, what's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from a fellow Canuck in Toronto, Michelle.
Hi, Taryn. My name is Michelle, and I'm a super huge fan from Toronto. It's been really cold this year and obviously very dark. And for the first time ever, I'm having a really hard time waking up in the mornings to hit the gym. So I was wondering if you could talk about how you stay motivated throughout the year and any tips or tricks you use to convince yourself to get out of the sheets.
Hey, Michelle, thank you very much for your question. Yeah, this is something that I've battled every single winter since I've started being a triathlete. And I find that it's actually got worse over the last couple of years because a couple of years ago, I stopped curling competitively. So my main focus sporting wise has been triathlon, which is a fair bit more repetitive than curling because I'm also doing it on the weekends. I used to have weekends essentially off from triathlon training. So now every day, maybe twice a day, is triathlon training over and over and over. And I found the repetition of being inside and being a little bit more isolated a heck of a lot more challenging this past couple of years than I did in previous years. And it's just kind of natural that that happens. Now, a couple of episodes ago, I want to say sometime within the last 5 to 10 days, I ended up doing a podcast talking about how to get up early in the morning, how to stay motivated, how to stay regular, how to get to those morning workouts and architecture and systems that you can put in place for being motivated and staying regular. So go take a look at that podcast. I don't know exactly which number it was, but it's definitely within the last 5 or 6. So go take a look at that. But speaking specifically to training for people that are in cold climates and climates where we don't get a lot of sun, there are a few challenges that we have that are very unique to us that are very serious and not just a matter of motivation or regularity or scheduling, but it's actual structural and health considerations that we need to keep in mind. So the biggest one is that the dark is not a normal thing for humans to live in. We aren't built to live in areas where sun does not touch our skin, at least at some point in the day. We're kind of designed to have somewhere between about 1 and 2 hours of direct sunlight exposure a day, and that helps us produce vitamin D. And vitamin D is a huge determinant of a lot of hormone regulation and muscle building and recovery. And without it, you could be in a fair bit of trouble. So there are a few things that I like to do that I've found have kind of helped me get rid of the winter blahs and keep me a little bit healthier. Number one, vitamin D supplementation. When I was found a year ago to be basically vitamin D deficient, I went to the doctor and the doctor said, you take vitamin D, right? Went, no, nobody ever told me to. It's like, you live in Winnipeg. Everyone should take vitamin D. Basically starting November until March, every Winnipegger should take vitamin D. So take a little bit of vitamin D supplementation. Toronto's not that much different than Winnipeg. Next is, this sounds very woo-woo, very hocus pocus, and I caught a lot of flack about this when I talked about it. Something called the human charger. It emits simulated light rays into your brain. And those simulated light rays, they have a similar physiological response as if you had actually had light exposure. So while you're not getting light exposure, it helps a little bit with seasonal affective disorder, which is, for those who don't know, it's a disorder that a lot of people in dark climates like we have, where we don't have sun on our skin, they encounter in the winter. And I find that it just picks up my mood a little bit. And specifically now towards the end of February, I'm actually using it 2 or 3 times a day. And I just put the earbuds in my ear and I find that it picks up my mood a little bit, picks up my, just kind of gets rid of the blahs a little bit. So I think that that human charger is something like $100. They're not paying me to say this. They gave it to me just to try. And I find that I feel better with it. So anyone I'm sure that was giving me flack about it has either never heard or studied seasonal affective disorder or they don't live in an area that it's a concern, but it's a real thing. And there've been a lot of studies that that human charger ends up curbing the likelihood of that happening a little bit. Last is mushroom coffee. I believe it either increases the bioavailability of vitamin D or it has vitamin D in it, but the combination of a little bit of vitamin D supplementation with drops, the human charger, mushroom coffee, or some of the mushroom elixirs throughout the day kind of curb a lot of those challenges that we have being out of the sun in colder climates. And then next, to get rid of the training blahs a little bit, two things that I would recommend are changing up your triathlon training to a little bit more cross training. And you'll see this with me that I've been talking a lot about strength training, which is very critical for endurance athletes to do. And the off season is an excellent time to do that. And cross training with different sports that are similar. So you'll see me fat biking a lot lately. And why I'm doing these is as much to be a better overall athlete and do some cross training as it is to just kind of refresh the brain. If you're just doing triathlon, 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 triathlon over and over and over, very, very easy to get burnt out. And what I'm looking to do in the off season is stay regular and stay fit in swim, bike, and run and make myself a better athlete. But that doesn't necessarily always mean only doing swim, bike, and run on a TT bike or on a track or on a treadmill. You can start supplementing with things like that. So Michelle, I hope that this helps pair these tips that'll just kind of help you get rid of the winter blahs in general and the winter training blahs in general with the tips from that episode about 4 or 5 episodes ago about how to get up a little bit earlier. And I think that those mornings will get a lot easier. If there are any other trainiacs that want to get their question answered on the Trainiask podcast, as always, go to triathlonterran.com/trainiask, ask your question there, and give whoever is a supportive member of the triathlon community around you a shout out. I want to hear about your Sherpas, your training partners, your coaches, your tri clubs. I want to hear all about all that. While you're there, you'll really dig what we've got by clicking up at the top left at free resources. We've added a few free resources there. And I think when we started these Trainiask podcasts, we had 3. Now we've got 6. So go check those out. And finally, if you're digging these Trainiask shows, go over to iTunes, give us a review. It helps future and aspiring trainiacs find us there. Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch you in the next episode.